Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1755, The Cost of Working One More Year by Jeremy Jacobson of GoCurryCracker.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Today, I'm featuring a new author on the show. I'll tell you more about Jeremy right after the reading. So for now, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. The Cost of Working One More Year by Jeremy Jacobson of GoCurryCracker.com. Early retirees are an interesting bunch. On the one hand, it takes a lot of audacity to leave the workforce decades early. I mean, who does that? On the other hand, most of us are extremely fiscally conservative. People are even competitive over who's the most risk adverse. You go ahead and target a 3% withdrawal rate, buddy. I'm going to keep working until I can spend less than 1.76852%. For most people, though, the debate is primarily internal and manifests itself as the one more year syndrome. I'll just work one more year to cushion the portfolio a bit more, then I'll quit. It's a very reasonable discussion to have with yourself. But working one more year also has some costs. The cost of working one more year. There are some negative connotations to the phrase one more year syndrome. The acronym even sounds like, oh my. What's implied here is that you have already reached your original financial goals, whatever those might be, but continue to move the goalposts, and thus you have a second and third and fourth one more year. Myself, I worked 3 extra years. The allure is strong. More working years means more money, and who doesn't like to have more money? Want it? Yes. Will it make us happier? Probably not. From an already strong financial base, continued work means another year of 401k and HSA contributions, and another year for the portfolio to grow without the hindrance of withdrawals. You'll also probably increase the value of future Social Security benefits. These are all nice things we can do. But what we can't do is take full advantage of the tax-free Roth IRA conversion and capital gain harvesting opportunities. What is that worth? The value of tax-free opportunities. Every year, a married couple has the potential to do a tax-free Roth conversion worth up to $24,400, which is the standard deduction. Additionally, it's possible to realize long-term capital gains of up to $78,750, also tax-free. These are 2019 numbers, and single filers should divide by 2. If these 2 actions are taken while working, common tax rates of 22% might apply to the Roth conversion and 15% to the capital gain for a total tax burden of $17,181, or about as much as a max 401k contribution. This will be even more for higher income earners and less for others. Paying an extra $17,000 in tax isn't something most people will do voluntarily. So one more year of work means one more year with neither Roth conversion nor capital gain harvesting. Roth conversions. As with most things investing, compounding is a significant factor. Even small amounts of money can grow to incredible heights given enough time. $24,000 in a Roth or traditional IRA with a real compound annual growth rate of 7% will double every 10 years or so, quadruple in 20 years, octuple in 30 years, and sextuple or 16 times in 40 years to about $400,000, inflation adjusted. A 401k with a value of only $24,000 at age 40 will already become a 401k that's too big to pay zero tax by age 70 and a half when required minimum distributions, or RMDs, and full Social Security begin. Or phrased differently, a single tax-free $24,000 Roth conversion at age 40 will result in zero tax paid on about $200,000 worth of assets, these are 2019 numbers, by the time most people are eligible for full Social Security. By contrast, the one more year worker will most likely have that $200,000 plus along with most or all of their other 401k contributions in a traditional IRA. Withdrawals from this one missed Roth conversion from the past will be taxed at their highest marginal rate. With Social Security income, investment income, RMDs, and perhaps even the real death tax, marginal tax rates will potentially be in the neighborhood of 22% or more, or the same rate that we didn't want to pay 40 years ago. Capital gain harvesting. Raising basis through capital gain harvesting does not have a profound compounding benefit, but there's still significant value. By raising basis in our portfolio, instead of a future $10,000 stock sale resulting in a taxable gain of $7,500, maybe it's only $1,000, for example. The tax advantage of a single harvest will be limited to just 15% of the harvested gain in most cases, or $78,750 times 15% equals $11,812. That's certainly nothing to sneeze at, but where this really shines is when we have future edge cases where just a little more taxable income can result in significantly higher taxes or expenses. Some examples: a high income year where capital gains might be taxed at 20% or more, years when income is close to 400% the federal poverty level, which is the ACA subsidy cliff for health insurance, years before events that are heavily impacted by modified adjusted gross income, such as applying for financial aid for juniors college, before moving into a higher tax environment, such as moving to France, moving to California, etc., and the Social Security tax torpedo. We can minimize the potential of having one of these negative tax experiences in the future by harvesting gains early and often. I've already harvested $175,000 over 6 years. If we need to avoid realizing a capital gain, even with higher basis, then we can tap the seasoned Roth conversion money instead. Time. Nobody's getting any younger. A year may only be 365 days, but each day passes never to come again. We can work another year or so to improve the historical failure rate of our portfolio from 2% to 1.8%. But the human body has a failure rate of 100%. Summary. For an aspiring early retiree, working an extra year or five will almost always result in a greater net worth. I worked 3 years longer than originally planned, and indeed, our portfolio is larger for it. A larger portfolio means the historical failure rate of said portfolio will be lower, because of a lower withdrawal rate. This does have a cost, however. Working longer also eliminates or reduces the opportunity to do tax-free Roth conversions and to harvest long-term capital gains, also tax-free, during the extended working years. It also costs time, our most limited commodity. Part of the reason the portfolio has a greater success rate is that it doesn't need to last as long. For the few who actually achieve a zero tax retirement, no harm, no foul. But for most of us, this won't be the case. Whether these costs are significant is subject to interpretation, but it's at least worth recognizing that they exist. You just listened to the post titled "The Cost of Working One More Year" by Jeremy Jacobson of GoCurryCracker.com. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kid's college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Thank you to Jeremy. Jeremy and Winnie created Go Curry Cracker together, and this blog shares their journey. Winnie is from Taiwan and is the Go Curry Cracker resident photographer. She travels the world in search of new flavors and images. And Jeremy, who wrote the article today, is from the US and does most of the writing. His love of learning and adventure make permanent travel the ideal lifestyle. Stop by GoCurryCracker.com for a lot more. And thank you to both of them for letting us share their work. I love how Jeremy outlines the financial costs of working one more year in this article. Many people in the FIRE community fall victim to one more year syndrome because as a financially conservative bunch, we wonder, what if I run out of money? So looking at this from a purely financial perspective can be very helpful for those of us that worry about the financial impacts of retiring early. But here's another question. What if you run out of life before you do the things you dreamed of doing in early retirement? Why is this not the bigger concern? When you spend years and even decades being a careful steward of your money, it can be difficult to switch gears and relax into the financial peace of mind you've purchased for yourself. In the grand scheme of things, it's a great problem to have. It may be representative of a scarcity mindset, but this is something that certainly can be fixed. And that's another episode of Optimal Finance Daily. Thank you for listening every day, of course. We wouldn't be here without your support and the support of our contributing authors. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back with another post for you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.